The war ended in May 1945. A few months later was Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Kloisenberger Rebbe, Rabbi Yekusiel Yehuda Halberstam, lost a wife and 11 children in the Holocaust. So he was then in a DP camp, and he was preparing himself for Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. Suddenly there was a knock on the door, and a young girl came in, and she said, "Rebbe, I don't have a father anymore, and I don't have a mother anymore. Nobody is going to be able to bless me before Yom Kippur. I want a blessing." So he put his hands over her head, and he blessed her the way a father blesses his daughter on the eve of Yom Kippur. And with tears in his eyes, he told her how precious she was, what a gift she was, and how he was praying for her bright and beautiful future. And he blessed her with the traditional Birchas Kohanim and the traditional addition that fathers say to their daughters. She left. She was satisfied. A few minutes later, there's another knock on his door. Another girl. And the other girl, again, was without a father, and she wanted to be blessed before Yom Kippur. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe, again, he put his hands over her head, and he blessed her with Birchas Kohanim, the way a father blesses a daughter. This repeated itself again and again and again. Orphans kept on coming in, and he attended to each of them as though he was their father. And they say that that Erev Yom Kippur, he blessed over 80 children.
TheYeshiva.net